and removed from the picture, killed, not to put too fine a point on it. I nodded. That would make sense. I was meant to do it as soon as I had definite evidence you were the killer. That way Ryvich would be able to put the matter out of his mind for good. He wouldn't have to worry that the wrong man had been killed and that the real assassin was still out there somewhere. You had more than a few opportunities to kill me. My hand softened on the gun now. So why didn't you?
I almost did.
Zebra was talking quicker now, voice hushed, even though no one was remotely within earshot.
I could have done it in the apartment, but I hesitated. You can't blame me.
So then I let you take the gun and the car, knowing I could trace either. I should have realized. It seemed easy at the time.
Credit me with more sense than to let that happen by accident. Of course, there was another way to trace you if that failed. You still had the game implant.
She paused, but then you crashed the car, had the implant taken out. That only left the gun, and I wasn't getting a very clear trace from it. Maybe you damaged it in the car crash. Then I called you from the station, after I'd visited Dominica,
and told me where you'd be later on. I hired Pransky to help me. He's good, don't you think? Admittedly, his social skills could use a little work, but you don't pay people like that for their charm and diplomacy.
Zebra took a breath and wiped a film of accumulated rain from her brows, exposing a strip of clean flesh beneath the caul of sooty water.
Not as good as you, though.
I saw you attack the gamers, the way you injured three of them and then kidnapped the fourth, the woman. I had you targeted the whole time that was happening. I could have opened your cranium from a kilometer away, and you wouldn't have felt an itch before your brains hit the street. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't just kill you like that. And that's when I betrayed Ryvich. I felt someone watching me. I never guessed it was you.
And even if you had, would you have guessed I was a twitch of an eyelid away from killing you?
Eyelid-triggered sniper's rifle. Now what would a nice girl like you be doing with something like that?
What now, Tanner?
I withdrew my empty hand from my pocket, like a conjurer whose trick had gone spectacularly wrong.
I don't know, I said. But it's wet out here, and I need a drink.
Chapter 31. Methuselah looked very much the same as when I had last seen him, floating in his tank like a monstrous piscine iceberg. There was a small crowd around him just as before, people who would linger for a few minutes at the marvel of the age, before realizing that, really, all it was a large old fish, and that, size apart, there was really nothing about Methuselah which was intrinsically more interesting than the younger, leaner, nimbler koi which thrived in the ponds. Worse than that, in fact, since the one thing I noticed was that no one turned away from Methuselah looking quite as happy as when they had arrived. Not only was there something disappointing about the fish, there was something ineluctably sad as well. Maybe they were too scared that in Methuselah they glimpsed the inert grey hulk of their own futures. Zebra and I drank tea, and no one paid us any attention.
The woman you met, what was her name again?
Chantrelle Sammartini, I said.
Pransky never explained what happened to her.
Were you together when he found you?
No,
I said. We'd argued. Zebra did a creditable double take. Wasn't arguing part of the bargain? I mean, if you kidnap someone, don't you generally assume that there's going to be some arguing? I didn't kidnap her, no matter what you think. I invited her to take me to the canopy.
With a gun.
She wasn't going to accept the invitation otherwise.
Good point. And did you keep this gun on her the whole time you were up here?
No, I said. Not